On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And it's an interesting comment. Look. Matt Nahegan just poked his head in here and said this. There's no upside for Brock Purdy in this game. Huh.
I think there's more downside than there is upside, to the extent that they are expected to win, Vegas odds. And if he plays well and they win, upside. If he plays poorly and they win, well, geez, I mean, the team bailed him out. And if he plays poorly and they lose, major downside, Mac Jones would have beaten Arizona. So I think on the upside-downside scale, I think that there's more potential downside for Brock Purdy than there is upside.
Okay, but downside, upside, like, I guess, and so it'd be interesting to throw that out to y'all. Does this feel like a no-win situation for Brock Purdy? For me to buy that, then I think that means the 49ers have to buy into this conversation, and I don't think they do. That's all. Like, if the thought is, if you don't play well, people are going to be on your back. Well, welcome to professional sports. We sat here 48 hours ago and had a large portion of the Warriors fan base give up on the season. And then they went out and had a brilliant second half and upset the San Antonio Spurs and Victor Wembanyama. And so that's sports. Like, the Niners can handle being ripped for a week if Brock goes out there and doesn't play well and they lose. They're big boys.
Yeah.
They can handle it. Like, I get it's annoying. It's not what they want. But I think there's a huge upside to Brock Purdy in this game. He gets to play, and he can remind everybody of what he can do on a football field, which I am of the opinion a lot of people have forgotten. But I get it. That's what absence does. People in professional sports don't have long memories.
It's supposed to make the heart grow fonder, but in this case, it's not making the heart grow fonder.
It doesn't. You know what I mean?
Like, I do.
I mean, what happens to every... Y'all had a boyfriend or a girlfriend when you left for college, right? Did it stick? Like, probably not. That's hard. Y'all went a different way. And people, like, yeah. A lot of people I know love to add on to that phrase you just used.
Mm-hmm.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And a lot of people go, yeah, for someone else. Absence makes the heart grow fonder for someone else.
It just depends on what you have in the meantime.
I guess.
And you mentioned a high school girlfriend. I actually bumped into my senior year prom date at the zoo a couple months ago. She was there with her husband, who I've known forever, and her daughter and granddaughter.
What animals were you looking at?
We were looking at the tiger.
Oh.
Right there in the Oakland Zoo.
Yeah,
thank you. Right there by the gondola And I'm there with my wife and daughter, and she's there with her husband and her granddaughter. And yeah, absence never made the heart grow fonder for either one of us there. But she actually found somebody who she's been married to now for 37 years, and I've gone on to have a series of marriages. So it's the same thing here, where absence would make the heart grow fonder if you went from Brock Purdy to C.J. Beathard or Nick Mullins.
For sure. There's no question.
The other woman in this case is a guy who's gone 5-3.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. Yeah. So, and I get that. Like, I mean, what if we did ask it that way? Has the absence of Brock Purdy made your heart grow fonder? Or has it made it grow fonder for someone else? In some ways, and maybe this is unique to this situation, the answer for me is sort of both. I am clearly more fond of Mac Jones right now than I was going into that New Orleans game. Like, I love that fail-safe, that emergency break glass is there. But I also, I am also very excited to watch him play football. I don't want to leave Ricky Pearsall out of this conversation either. You know, my fondness for and thought for what he could do on a football field has been there since midsummer. And I am very excited that he is back into the fold this weekend as well. I think that this has the opportunity to be the start of the best version of the 49ers' offensive self. And that's why I'm excited. So, I get, though, that it's easier. It's easier to be apart from someone if, you know, you got something to do while you're waiting.
Right.
And the Niners have had something to do while they're waiting.
5-3 since he's been out. And not since he's been out, but in the games that Mac has started. And this is where I think about the Brock Purdy question, because if you go to Mac Jones this year, he was really good against New Orleans in a win. He was not great against Arizona, but you still won. Fantastic against the Rams. You won in OT. He was not great against Tampa. You lost. He was not great against Atlanta. You won.
Yeah.
And then against Houston, he was not great. He was kind of in the mid.
Well,
and you lost. My point is, against the Rams, he was phenomenal. Against the Giants, he was the best he's been all year. But against the Rams, he was awesome, and you still lost. So this is where I think we get a little bit conflated with what it really is about, because Brock can play great. Brock can go 33 of 39 for 319 and three touchdowns, and they could lose, which is what Mac did last week. Or he could go 17 for 26 for a 152, and they could win. So how are we going to feel? And that comes down to the individual. Like, are you a fan of the team winning, or do you want to see Brock Purdy earn his money?
Above all, I want the team to win. For sure.
I don't think everybody feels that way,
though.
Well,
I think that
this conversation.
But we're probably not fair with any quarterback. Like, for instance, as you were just rolling through that, you made the statement that against Atlanta, Mac wasn't that good. And I would sort of, like, try to say that differently. Mac didn't – he wasn't put in a situation to put up numbers. But he didn't make huge mistakes. Largely, what was he asked to do that day? Hand the ball to Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
And he did that very well. Now, that's an easy job, so we don't get impressed by that. But at the same time, I'm not going to act like he played poorly. How about Jimmy Garoppolo, NFC title game against Green Bay? Did he play poorly? I think he went 6 of 8.
Yeah.
He was, whatever. He was barely there. But he didn't do anything wrong, and he did what he was asked to do, so I'm not going to come down his road for it. I may not prop him up. This is what fantasy football does to us. You know, Drake May last night had a very fantasy game, especially for him. But I thought he was really good. He was really good. He made the plays that he needed to make. He wasn't spectacular. Nothing over the top happened, but he only got one touchdown pass. It's like his first time in weeks not getting multiple TD passes. And so people will be like, Drake May was just only okay. No, he was good. He was good. There's a game script, and there's a way things flow and all of that
right.
That affects this whole conversation. So, yeah, above all, I want the 49ers to win this game on Sunday. I don't need Brock Purdy to go out there and prove anything to anybody. And as I said when we were talking about Klay Thompson a couple weeks ago, I sure hope Brock doesn't go into this week thinking he needs to prove. This is how he gets in trouble when he tries to prove, hey, you know, Christian McCaffrey's out, so I need to be extra amazing today. No, just play. Just make the right play. That's all anybody needs to do. And if that leads to impressive numbers, great. And if it doesn't, great. Like sometimes the difference between a great quarterback game and a not great quarterback game is whether a receiver broke a tackle over the middle of the field. And he's gone, and you get 80 more passing yards. And now everyone's like, he threw for 300 yards.
Exactly.
That's amazing. It's like, dog, just make the play.
And it's even beyond that, and it's really what we talk a lot about on the show, about complimentary football, and that's where the Atlanta game is such a good example of that, because Mac Jones' numbers were not great, but you just ran it. They couldn't stop it, and so you ran it again, and you ran it, I think, 40 times in total. And as I mentioned to Greg Cosell earlier in the week, the Niners are 50-8. 50 wins, 8 losses under Shanahan when they run it 30 or more times. And it's partly chicken or the egg, and you're right. When you have the lead, you run it more. But when you run it more, you get the lead if you're a Shanahan offense. And so, yeah, you look at that Atlanta game. That was one of the games. They ran it more than 30 times, and you won it. And so I think about Sunday, Arizona does not have a great run defense. Your offensive line now has Kittle as well. I think that this is going to be a game where Brock Purdy is not going to be asked to throw it 38 times. It's going to be more like 14 for 21. If the Niners win this game the way they should, it'll be 25 passes, 35 or more runs, ball control, and just run it down their throat.
And that's fine. And the Niners, and I think they are, need to be ready for people to spew all of the stuff that they spew if Brock only throws for 170 yards and they win by 10. Don't care. You can't care.
They don't care.
And they don't. Steve Kerr said to us yesterday, I don't give a rip what the fans say. You have to be there. So here's again, the inequity that I'll point out. I get what someone is saying if they say this is a no-win situation for Brock. Right, in the public discourse, maybe. But so what? Brock's been living, apparently, in that world his whole career. And the inequity lies right here. Here's what's so funny. If Brock doesn't play great, and someone will be like, you should have stuck with Mac. Okay, let's look at what Mac Jones has done. And I can prove this to you. I promise you that right now, if the situation were reversed, if Mac had played 2 games and he had gone 1-1, okay, and one of them was a bad game and the other one was kind of a good game, but you only scored 17 points. And Brock Purdy out there goes 5-3, people would be like, 5-3? That's all you got? But when Mac Jones goes 5-3, 5-3? Mac Jones, everybody.
See, I don't believe that at
all. I do.
Yeah.
I do. No, you're not going to be. There's no way with this schedule that if Brock Purdy had played it, you were satisfied with 5 out of every 8 games. No chance. And the only comeback anyone will have for this is money. Money, Mark. And it's like, that's not really relevant yet. It's not relevant yet.
You'd be fine with 5-3 based on the losses they had. You lost to the Rams. So assuming that you flip the people in the game. So Brock starts the 8 games that Mac did. Mac starts the 2 that Brock did. And Brock does what Mac did in those 8 games.
I do not think people would like it.
What a miracle. You beat the Rams on the road in overtime. And you lost to the Rams in the payback game. That's fine.
And you won a 16-15, nerd squirter against the Cardinals. Like I just made that up. I don't think anybody would be very impressed with Brock Purdy.
I don't think that people would be looking to go back to Mac. I mean, I don't think that people would be looking at 5-3 with the injuries they had. Like, everything else is equal. Very limited Kittle and, Bosa and Fred Warner.
I'll agree with that. I don't think anybody would be looking to make a change,
no.
But I think people would just be very, very underwhelmed.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think that it would still be where we are today, which is, okay, you're 6-4. Now you've got the soft pork belly of a schedule here. Time to fatten up. Get yourself some carnitas and some of those chopped onions. It's time to eat.
I think if Brock had done everything Mac had done this year, people would be like, $53 million for that?
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah, Mac is, you've said it all year. I've come in after some of these games and I'm like, Mac looked great. And you say, you've said this 15 times on this show. Mac was fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. I don't think you want to pay $53 million for fine.
Well, you pay $53 million for a guy who wins games, and Mac is 5-3.
Yeah, he's been
very,
very good.
And so in this analogy, Brock would be 5-3, and the team would be 6-4, and you'd be thinking, okay.
Like, when I say Mac's been really impressive, it's through the lens of, that's Mac Jones, and he's a backup quarterback. I don't, like, this is a conversation for the offseason. I don't think the league is lining up with a first-round draft pick for Mac Jones next
year.
Not
a first-round pick, no.
I don't think that at all. But I know a lot of people do. I do not think that.
I would bet you that there will be a second or a third-round pick being offered for Mac Jones, and
I'd be
if
surprised.
I'm the Niners, I absolutely take it.
Yeah, well, that isn't that dependent on the health of Brock Purdy. I mean, like, if this is so as tenuous as so many of you seem to think that it is, why on earth would you give away your backup plan? I mean, that's this has been worth more than a second or a third round pick to the Niners this year to have him here,
right?
So. Like,
but you're Kyle Shanahan. You can make chicken salad out of chicken Schmidt.
I don't think he thinks that.
I think he thinks that.
I think that we like to hang that around him. I think
that he thinks that.
I think that he is a little arrogant. I don't think he's as arrogant as people make him out to be.
I think that he is that self-confident. Okay, it's not
maybe.
Arrogance.
Well, there's a fine line between those two things.
It depends on what other people think about you. Well, I don't think that Kyle looks in the mirror and goes, yeah, quarterback whisperer.
Exactly.
Let me think. You know what?
I think a lot of people think that. You know, I think a lot of people
so
think that.
Last night, Kyle's watching that game last night.
Yes.
And the game ends, and the Jets lose again. And he goes in the mirror, and he starts to slick back that thinning
totally.
Gray hair. And he
yep.
goes, Justin Fields? Yeah, I can fix him.
I can win with you.
I can fix him.
Yes.
Actually, he decidedly went into a draft and went, that's the one I can't win with. We can do Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
We can do Zach Wilson. We could do Trey Lance. We can do Mac Jones. We're not doing that, Justin Fields. We're not doing that. That's literally what it was.
I was about to make a Fast Times at Ridgemont High reference, and I looked at Grandy. That movie came out in 82.
Let's stick to Bobby McFerrin. That's as far back
I've
as we're going to go.
Yeah, Spicoli, they crashed the car. I can fix it. My dad's got this awesome set of tools. I can fix it. And that's what I was thinking about with Shanahan.
I can fix it.
He looks at Justin Fields, and he goes, I can fix it.
Can you just answer your own question?
I think he looks at Justin Fields, and he's like,
it's broken.
Kevin Durant, I'm out.
That's why I'm out here.
That's why I'm out.
Who are you?
Let's go to Cliff and Vallejo. That's who he is. Hey, Cliff, what are you doing?
What's cracking with you guys,
hey.
Man? Today you guys got a great show going on today, man. My point is right now, I made this statement about 3 or 4 weeks ago on you guys' show, and maybe the show before, about what would have happened if Mac Jones and Brock Purdy would have been in the same competition for the number one starting job when they traded for drafted Trey Lance. That's the issue right there. Who would have been the starter? And I think, from my perspective, I think Mac Jones would have been the starter.
Well, of course
he would
have been.
That's water under the bridge. That's water under the bridge. We're not even going there right now. The point is, would you go back to your old girlfriend? Answer me that one question right now.
That's not.
I didn't left a whole bunch of girlfriends.
That's not what they're doing. That's not Cliff. They never. It's not an old girlfriend. They never left her in the first place.
I understand that, but that's not. You know what I'm saying?
Cliff, thank you for calling. That,
Cliff,
was, a, that
yeah.
was a good smile.
It was an open relationship.
Well,
the Niners are with Brock.
She went on.
Brock went on a vacation.
She went on overseas to study for 6 months.
Right, and while
were they on a break?
Oh wow! Great
shout
reference.
Out the friends. Yeah. But in this case, it was.
We were on a break!
And they were on a break.
Yeah, they were.
And so, you know, the Niners went out and got Mac Jones.
Listen, here's the thing. Of course, if Mac and Brock were picked, if they had picked Mac, who would the starter have been? It would have been Mac, the same way it was Trey. But also, never forget what Kyle Shanahan pulled Jed York aside and said right when they were about to start Trey Lance with Jimmy Garoppolo on the team as well. Hey, Jed, there's 3 QBs here. One of them's been here as the starter for a while. One of them we just gave away 3 drafts to bring in. And then the other one's the good one. That conversation happened. So, yes, Mac would have started in that mythical scenario, but politics would have been the reason why, I believe.
At least in the short run.
In the short term,
yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, Mac Jones probably was always – this kind of a quarterback, but he was in a bad system with bad teammates around him. And so we always have to remember that in all these conversations about quarterbacks. And, you know, Justin Fields, unfortunately, now has had two different situations and two times it's been... Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Pitt. Don't forget Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean, yeah, I did forget Pittsburgh, apparently.
I mean, he played there for a few weeks, kept winning games, too.
Sure.
And then they benched him anyway.
Exactly. They benched him anyway because he's not a real good thrower of the football, which is kind of important when you're the quarterback. So,
yeah,
I do think that, you know, Brock and Mac, there's a reason why Mac has looked his best here, and there's a reason why Sam Darnold looked his best in Minnesota last year, another great offensive system.
I think the mythical way to look at it is had the Niners drafted Mac in the third overall instead of Trey, Brock shows up next year, you might like him.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
But the real if is, A, would Jimmy Garoppolo have been brought back? Probably not. And B, would Brock have ever gotten a chance? Quite possibly, probably not. Because A, Mac's not going to get hurt on a QB power because they ain't going to run a QB power.
Right.
And if Mac played somewhat like he's playing now, you probably would have been in a less of a mood to bench your number three overall pick. That's the mythical. Like, I don't know if Brock, we still might not know who he is.
Yeah, we might not.
You know what I mean?
I do think that, and this is a situation, and I mentioned the Bill Barnwell article earlier today, teams who get through the third year of their first round drafted quarterback, like the Panthers with Bryce Young, rather.
Yeah.
You get through 3 years and you have a decision to make. Either you pick up that fifth year option or you say, good God, we're going to have to move on to plan B. And, you know, maybe the Niners would have been in that spot.
Maybe. Jeremy, West Oakland, next up. Jeremy, thanks for the call. What's up?
What's up, boys? I love the show. Really appreciate listening to y'all.
Thanks, man.
And you're welcome. And Mark, I'm totally with you, man. I'm pumped about the rest of the season outlook for this. And I'm very optimistic with what we have and with Brock coming back and everything. And the schedule does play into that. So I'm really, really looking forward to Sunday at 1:05 when they take on the Cardinals. And I'll be having a few Irish coffees, and I'll get some chilaquiles,
yes,
and then we're going to yak in. And and we're ready. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm going to wear my LFG hat this weekend. That's happening for sure. Jeremy, thank you very much. Listen, I guess there's some fans out there that would rather see Mac, and that's fine. Like, I do wonder if you want to see Mac, why? Because there is a multiple choice there.
Ride the hot hand.
Is it ride the hot hand?
You think he's better.
Is it you think he's better?
You don't want Brock to get hurt.
There you go. That's your mind is exactly where my mind was.
Or you want Mac to fail so that you can get Shanahan out of here. Option number four.
That's the fringe. That's the nerd squirt option.
Yeah.
Some people are grabbing onto that. I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
It just came out of my mouth. I have no idea what it means, but I thought it was an accurate way to portray the way the Niners played that day against Arizona last time.
A little bit.
They were a bunch of nerd squirters.
Well, and you had the...
is going on?
You had the Pooney whiff followed by the safety.
Yeah.
And then you still found a way to win that game with an Eddie Pinheiro and a great pass breakup late.
Eddie.
But I don't think that this is a must win. You know, I cherish that phrase for when it's really, really, really important.
Not must.
But
ooh, it's big.
It is big.
Ooh,
and we're going to get into it later in the show. This is a monster week 11 in the NFL.
It sure is.
I mean, beyond Rams and Seattle, we got the KC Denver, which is big for you and I,
ooh,
in our bet with the midday
ooh
show. You got Philly taking on Detroit.
Yep, Sunday night.
You got the Jags taking on the Chargers, I believe.
That's true. That's,
I mean, you got some,
yeah,
you got Buffalo taking on Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, that's,
I mean,
a
these
great,
are some big games.
Great cross-conference,
yep,
matchup there.
Yep.
Samita, Los Gatos. Hey, Samita, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Hey, yeah. Thanks for making my afternoon drive so much more entertaining. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
I think the thing that's coming up for me, at least, and I've been saying this from the beginning, is what's happening with this whole Mac Jones, Brock Purdy conversation that not enough people are saying is that Brock is a very good quarterback, but he's not great. He is not an all-timer. He's not an elite quarterback, in my opinion, which is why we're like, well, Mac's got the hot hand. Let's just go. Because Brock's been good. He's been solid. But he hasn't knocked my socks off, really. And so of all the options you listed, you know, go with the hot hand. We don't want Brock to get more hurt, et cetera, et cetera. I would say D, all of the above.
Yeah.
But I think that's an X factor here, which is that Brock is good. I'm not saying he's not good. I don't think he's $256 million good, which is why every time we talk about this issue between Mac and Brock, we bring up his salary.
That's fair. Because
I tell you what, they're not bringing up Lamar Jackson's salary. They're not bringing up Patrick Mahomes' salary, right? They're not bringing up Josh Allen's salary. But why are we always talking about how much we paid Brock? Because I think there is a question as to whether or not he is a $256 million quarterback.
Oh, there's no doubt. Samita, it's a great call. I think all of that is completely fair. I guess maybe this would be my better way of saying what I was trying to say earlier. How would you feel about Brock if he had done exactly what Mac had done? If Brock were 5-3 and had done exactly what Mac had done, would anybody refer to it as a hot hand? Nope. No chance.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.